public housing in particular was created not for poor black people. It was created for poor white people. And in fact, for the first several years of public housing, people of color couldn't even get into public housing projects. They were essentially segregated by race. Only poor white folks could even live there. And then what happened is the government created some new programs under the FHA program, the VA loan program, later on the GI Bill program, which allowed those same white folks who had been poor and struggling to leave public housing and to leave urban areas and to hustle it out to the suburbs where only we could live, or to the smaller towns where only we were going to be welcome. So what's interesting is that the hood became the hood because only people of color now were allowed to live there. White folks were literally being subsidized by the government to move to the suburbs. The white middle class, and make note of this, was built by government. Government programs that underwrote those loans because those families could not have afforded a loan otherwise. They were able to get one because the government underwrote the loan and guaranteed the loan in case of default, but only for people of color. Only for white folks. People of color, by and large, couldn't get in on any of that. So white folks were able to move, people of color were not. Certain neighborhoods deteriorated economically, other neighborhoods went up in value. At the very same time, the government was doing what they called urban renewal, which meant they came through black neighborhoods and Latino neighborhoods, and they built interstates right through the heart of the community, right? Knocking down black homes, black apartments, knocking down black-owned businesses all around the country. Between 1950 and 1970, about 1 in 5 apartments or houses lived in by black folks was knocked to the ground for economic development purposes, even though people of color couldn't benefit from almost any of that economic development. So that's how our communities come to look the way they look. But if we don't know that, and if I don't tell my daughter that, but maybe let's say I don't tell her because I don't know. What if I don't know the history? What if I don't do this work and therefore don't know the answer? What do you think my daughter is going to assume is the answer?